Blog Talk Radio.
And what a beautiful night it is. Listen to the silence. We have never had it so wonderful. Let's begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum to all. This is Martha Nyla Williams presenting to you tonight. And tonight is also the AM of the next day. But yet we are still in a month on the Hijra calendar, and that month is known as Sha'ban. Sha'ban. And the month of Sha'ban is the month prior to the month of Ramadan. And many of us know what the month of Ramadan is. And we know what we do during that month of Ramadan. We fast and we pray and we read Quran. And then we turn around and express what all of that means in our community life. We live out the Quran then and after then. It is a complete life, and it is a complete process. Now, anyone who has been through the month of Ramadan, do understand, it is not a month that we play with, and it is not a month that we take lightly, and it is not a month wherein special people get exempted or special people get more of a reward. It's not special people. It is truly one striving to live out this life as a servant to the Creator. Everyone in the world, everyone throughout the world knows exactly what fasting entails and knows exactly what being humble entails. Now, we ask the question, does everyone live by it? No. Not everyone lives by fasting, praying, and exacting from themselves the character that is best or most excellent that can be found in the exemplification of the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Now, as we go on, we're going to look at two things. But as I, again, seek refuge with the one God, the Almighty, there's nothing in the known or the unknown worthy to be worshipped except the Creator of all life. Now, we know at different times we have experienced traditions, and we have found ourselves doing things contrary to what other people do. And I'm saying each individual, each person, if we were to visit each other's homes, I'm sure there would be something with a similar category, but we handle it or we do it, we deal with it in a different way. Simple things such as entering our homes. Some people will say with God's name as they enter the home. Some people just enter the home. Some people take their shoes off before going into the home. Some people take their shoes off once they enter the home. Others keep their shoes on all the time. Some people, as they approach their home, they take off one pair of shoes and they put on another pair of shoes, making sure that they're not bringing into the home any residue from other places they have attended during the day. And then there are some people who literally take a shower prior to entering their home. They enter through the garage and they immediately go in and have a shower, and then they go up and into the house. Now, nothing is wrong with any of that, right? It's just difference in traditions. When a tradition is before us, that's one thing. But it is not tradition to mistreat or misrespect or disrespect anyone else. That's not a tradition. That's a bad habit. There's a big difference. Now let's go to looking at the month of Sha'ban, if we can, so we can get an idea of this month. Okay? Now, the word itself, I'm just going to give it to you straight. The word is Sha'ban, the letter Sheen in Arabia. The Ain, the Ba, Alif, and Nun. Nun. Okay, Sha'ban, Sha'ban. And Sha'ban, because the Ain is a deep growl sound, like ah, okay, Sha'ban. The Sheen stands for Shara, meaning nobility. The Ain stands for sublimity. The Ba for piety, and the Alif for harmonious or intimacy, and the Nun or radiant or light. Now, this is what is written here under www.islam786.com. Again, www.islam786.com. All right, continuing on. Sha'ban, there are the gifts, these are the gifts from Allah, the Almighty, to his servant in this month. That's nobility, sublimity, nobility, sublimity, piety, harmonious or intimacy, and radiant light. Now, this is given to the servant during this month. It is a month in which treasures are open, in which blessings are sent down, in which faults are forsworn or forgiven, in which sins are expiated or forgiven, and in which benedictions are multiplied upon his beloved Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad. Now, again, this is the month of blessings. And say, upon the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, and upon the human creatures. All right, so we have that. The month of Sha'ban. Sha'ban. It is an Arabic word. Let's see. Another definition for it, it is the eighth month of the Islamic calendar. This is the month of separation, so-called because the pagan Arabs used to disperse, that means leave out, go out, in search of water. The 15th night of this month is known as the Night of Records, Laylatul Barat. However, observance of this day is disputed. I was just reading a little more there. Okay, it says Islamic calendar is a lunar calendar and months begin when the first crescent of a new moon is sighted. Since the Islamic lunar calendar year is 11 to 12 days shorter than the solar year, and we're speaking of, it's 11 or 12 days shorter than the Gregorian calendar, all right? Sha'ban migrates through the seasons just as all the other months do. The start and end dates for Sha'ban are as follows on the al-Qura calendar. And this is the calendar of Saudi Arabia, and just give you an idea. In 1435, the year 1435, May 30th was the first day of Sha'ban. In 2015, last year, 1436, on the Hijra calendar, the first day was May 19th. So you see the 11 days there. And the last day was June 17th. This year, 1437, May 8th, 11 days. Yes, this is May 8th. I was about to say, wait a minute, that's not Ramadan. No, we're speaking of Sha'ban. May 8th was the first day. May 8th. And that was, they're given the daytime. It was started the night before, which was May 7th, in the dark. So we'll say May 8th, because that's when it started out at the sighting of the new moon, the crescent, for the next month. And that was on, the 7th of May, which started that night, became the 1st of Sha'ban, and it moved into May 8th. The next day, next morning. And it ended on June 5th, in which the Eid Salat was held at the Wildwood Center here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And it is where all the Muslim in this particular territory or area in the in a certain part of Pinellas County, because you have other Muslim on the north end of the Pinellas County, they met themselves. They're a large community. And we here in the south end of the county, of Pinellas County, we went to a center as well. And it was a big park area, community center. And that was the ending of the month of Ramadan. So now coming to the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we want to rotate from center to center, highlighting certain emphasis on about Ramadan and the month preceding it, the month of Sha'ban, and the month coming after it, which will be, now we're speaking of the month of Ramadan. I know we're talking about Sha'ban when it came in, but we're looking at Sha'ban so that we'll know when Ramadan starts. Okay, so Ramadan will start approximately June 6th. June 6th, but it will start that evening before. Did I say June 4th? June 6th. June 6th. Okay. Get it right here. I'm looking at June 5th here on the last day last year.
Okay, let's continue on. The purpose of reading this is to share with us that on the AH, after Hijra calendar, and you may want to know, what does AH have to do with anything? How did that calendar come into being, and what do we need to know about it? Well, that calendar was established during the time of the Caliphs, those who lived after the prophet's death, after the prophet passed. May Allah be pleased with him. Prayers and peace be upon him. The Hijra calendar, it was established and was decided that it was the year after they migrated to Medina. Now, Medina, because they were being persecuted in Mecca. So in order to leave their family members and ones that were just totally obstinate in their attitudes towards ones establishing a life that exemplified excellence for all of humanity. I'm not just going to say the word Muslim life, but the life that exemplified excellence for all of humanity. So wherever we see excellent character, that is identifiable with one being Muslim. But anyway, it was began to establish that month, I mean the year, or the calendar. I'm going to read now. The Hijra year or era is the era used in the Islamic lunar calendar beginning its count from 622 CE, the Christian era, the year of the migration of Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and his followers from Mecca to Yathrib. Yathrib was Medina. An event known as the Hijra. It is denoted in Arabic with a ha, soft H now. Hijra, the first letter of Hijra. It is denoted in English by the abbreviation AH, which follows the format of the Dionysian era in representing a Latin phrase, Anno Hijra. And that the Hijra and Anno, as we say Anno Dominus, well, they say Anno Hijra, that's in Spanish, of course, means in the year of the Hijra and should technically precede dates in the manner of A, in the manner, it should precede the dates in the manner of AD. More commonly, it is placed after the year. Because the Islamic calendar, lunar calendar, has only 354 days, well, you know what we know now what's best for the human family. Now, how is it best, you may ask the question. How do we come to the conclusion that following the Gregorian calendar is the best life, best calendar to follow? Well, let's go. Let's read. The Hijra calendar or era is calculated according to the Islamic lunar calendar and not the Julian or Gregorian calendar, solar calendar. It thus does not begin on January 1. Let's repeat that. It does not begin on January 1. But on the first day of the month of Muharram, Muharram being the first month, and that moves through what we've gotten accustomed to in the spring, summer, fall, winter, those time periods, and the solar sun, the sun shining during certain ones and not shining during certain ones. Well, that that what I want to say. Okay, well, let's continue on. Muharram can be in the summer. All of the months will have a chance to go through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. The months are not coordinated by the seasons. That's what I want to make clear. The months of the Hijra calendar are not coordinated, do not follow the seasons. So if you hear anyone mentioning that the seasons are bringing in any month of the Hijra calendar, then you'll know that person needs to be corrected. It is not the season that's bearing the month. The month is moving, and it can be moved into any season of the year, and it will rotate throughout the season of the year because of the calculation of it being 11 or 12 days less than on the 12 days less than 11 day, 12 days less than the solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar. All right. We want to make this very clear because we are moving into this month of Ramadan. We're midway into the month of Sha'ban. Now, clearly again, Sha'ban was known as a month of desertion, where ones left their homes and looking for water. So that means it was dry, just as it was in Jamara al-Awwal, which is dry in the sense of our character and our thinking. We turn to our Lord, and that remembering our Lord is what brings moisture into our life. And we're going to play some music, and we'll be right back, okay? Hold on. Hold on, everyone. I thank you for your patience. It is now 12:23 p.m. And in just a moment, we'll be having our music stir up for us here. It's titled Stand By Me, playing, and it's a group called Playing for Change. Alrighty. And they sing Around the World. Everyone, you have already heard this song, but please enjoy it, all right? It may come on and off and on and off. This is taking a little longer than...
What I'm saying, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, at some... at some point, you're going to need somebody to stand by you. Oh yeah, oh my child, stand by me, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in life. Has come and the land is gone, and that's moved. like BUC. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't. She's wanted. Just as long as your people come and stand by me.
Everyone, they're playing for change. Playing for change in people and their kindness, people being more kind, more considerate, more understanding, more forgiving, more patient people. needs a change. And there are moments when we understand that we have been going through trials, and no matter what the trials are, we are certain number of us are seeing ourselves out of certain trials and unfortunately into other trials, right? But nonetheless, the main thing we need to remember is we are servants of the Creator. If we can stress that clearly enough, our being servants of the Creator help make us remember our character, attitude, our thinking, how we are to convey love, peace, kindness, forgiveness, even mercy from within ourselves to the outside of ourselves. This, everyone, is community life. This is the beauty of community life. This is what makes community life. And then when we speak about, we're hearing nowadays, as was before, but we're hearing it more right now, about economic empowerment. Economic empowerment does not simply mean going out and getting a job and working and making monies and putting the monies in your bank and being able to buy your home and your car and your clothes and all your little frivolities, traveling, succeeding with all the dreams you had. That's not economic empowerment. Economic empowerment includes that as a step into the process of seeing or having a vision, and the vision being preparing for that which is far beyond our physical life, preparing a way. And everyone is to do this. Everyone, as they come on the scene of being a human being, they're to connect to the vision. And the vision is live as though you're going to live forever, and then work as though you're going to die tomorrow. Live as though you're going to, I hope I have it right. Let's say it the other way then. Live as though you're going to die tomorrow. Work as though you're going to live forever. All right? So you prepare that way. So now let's connect that with economic empowerment. Then that means we must include in our lifestyle. Let's say it again. In our lifestyle, we must include the vision, working as though we're going to live forever, living as though we're going to die tomorrow. All right? So we're being kind to one another, helping one another, seeing one another through ups and downs. And that includes connecting with others to see the vision, to prepare for the vision. It is not an individual thing. It is a collective thing. So that includes now thinking about manufacturing. Not just providing a business, but providing a lifelong establishment that includes businesses. And not just providing merchandise, but manufacturing the merchandise, providing provisions for manufacturing the merchandise. You see, this is economic empowerment. And then it includes, believe it or not, volunteerism. Now, why does volunteerism play such an important part? Because volunteerism establishes the value assessed to our human worth, assessed to our human capabilities. whatever it is that we have to extend from within ourselves becomes a value, that of value. It becomes an asset. And when we voluntarily give of it, it is more rewarding. We must, though, remember that we are in a physical material world, so we do need to have food, clothing, and shelter, and those some things that we want and desire. Yes, but our focus should be on the vision. And so we prepare a mission. And our mission then is to become whatever it is that we have an interest in, become the best that we can. But our primary focus is on the vision, establishing a philanthropic process, establishing a foundation, establishing a community life that will live beyond our years. So how do we do that? Well, we've heard about connecting with those who have like minds, seamstresses. Now we don't only sew for ourselves and our own personal business. We sew as a manufacturing company, and we teach others. That's the volunteerism. We teach others, and we get our whatever means that we are able to get resources for our life, our livelihood. We get that. But our best benefit is in teaching someone else. And when they carry that life on as being the best seamstress they can be, creatively creating patterns or designs and clothing that people can wear, this will go beyond the years of their life. Oh, it is sadaqa jara. And that means it will be flowing beyond your living years here. Cooks or chefs, another manufacturing situation. Farmers, another manufacturing process. Teachers, another manufacturing. Believe it or not, yes, teachers are manufacturers. They are manufacturing out educated individuals who can read, have a common use of a language that will enable them to become manufacturers. Teachers, yes, doctors, lawyers, manufacturers, teaching the understanding of the law of the land. And everyone keeping their eye on the vision, and this keeps us safe, inshallah, because it reminds us of our obedience and our obligation to the Creator and how we're to show the evidence of that obligation in creation amongst the human family. So ones who have an interest in recreation. It's a manufacturing process. Teaching ones how to look at sport and play, adventures and all. How to look at it. Then there are so many things that we could be working at that we don't want to take anything for granted, but we must group with those who are of like mind. And then the seamstresses, as they're sewing, and the tailors, as they're doing theirs, and the upholsterers are doing their thing, and then everybody will, it will become a blueprint, a model exemplified after that of Medina and Manarwa. And this is where we began with the Hijra calendar. We're back in line with the Hijra calendar, and everyone moving forth prayerfully, and those serving that are wanting to go into the armed forces, go in and serve 3 months of the year, not to be so long away from your family. Everyone will have the opportunity to work for their means for the reward is going to be so great. So we thank you all for listening as we're going to read from the Quran. Me a moment. And this is Suratul Araf, the Towering Heights. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يَنْصُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزعون فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. And inshallah, very quickly, we read inshallah. With the, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And if you call them to the guidance not, do they not, and you see them looking at you, but they not, but they do not see, do they not see, hold to forgiveness and enjoin the good and turn away from the ignorant. And if an evil suggestion comes to you from the shaitan, an evil suggestion, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Sadaqallahu azim.